Satan always tries his best to get rid of us. Always. He hates God's instruments. He doesn't want you to be salt and light. He doesn't want people to follow you because you're following Jesus. He wants to bring you to a place where people lose respect of you because you're compromising. And we can't do that.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Raul has walked with the Lord for nearly 5 decades. His hope is that you would join him in experiencing the joy of living out your faith without compromise. For inspiration from Raul's journey with God, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com, or for a free DVD of his story, call 800-634-9165. Today in our continuing study of Daniel, Raul will explore the story of three men braving a walk in a fiery furnace. He'll challenge us to consider our response to God as we face trials of our own. Stay with us for encouragement to trust that in every season of hardship or suffering, the Lord is right there with us, and our faith brings glory to His name. Today's lesson is titled, Faith That Is Tested. Here's Raul Reese now in Daniel chapter 3.
He says in verse 1, he says, Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold. Gold is a sign of wealth, someone that is wealthy. But the head was a head of gold, and the head spoke of Babylon. They were in power. And then we're going to see later on through the chapters that there are other nations that he talks about. But Babylon is the first powerful nation that he's talking about here. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 90 feet tall, 9 feet wide. And he set it up in the place of Dura. Dura was about 6 miles from the city of Babylon. Dura means a walled in place. Now remember, Nebuchadnezzar already knows Daniel and his friends. But somehow here, he's going to try them, and he's going to prosecute them, and he's going to throw them into a fiery furnace. He says in verse 2, we see here the politician. He says, and King Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather together the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the providences to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. The king summoned all the political leaders to attend this statue of dedication. Verse 3, so the satraps, administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the providences gathered together for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Now remember, Daniel is not here. Daniel's somewhere else. We don't know where he is, but he's not here. But I believe that God separated Daniel for these three Hebrews to see if they really had their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, because that's what they were worshiping. That they're going to have to obey, or they're going to have to disobey. And if they disobey, it's going to be their necks. Their heads are coming off. And the king knows them. They know who they are. They know what they're doing in the kingdom. When the band plays, all those present are going to bow down and worship the golden statue. And then they cried out, the command is given. To you it is commanded, O peoples, nations, languages, all plural, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn and the flute and the harp and the lyre and the psaltery and the symphony, with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Notice what he's saying. There's six instruments that are to be played. And the command, everyone has to get on the ground and worship it. Everybody has to worship it. And you know what? 99% did it, except for three people that didn't do it. He goes on in verse 6 and 7, he says, and whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. Notice that. So at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, in symphony with all kinds of music, all, I circle that in my Bible, all the people, nations, plural, languages, plural, fell down and worshiped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. This is exactly what will happen when the Antichrist comes. Everybody's going to give him worship. Everybody. And if you don't give him worship, then it's going to be your neck. You'll be beheaded. You'll be killed. And then we see the threat in verse 8 to 15 here. The king now learns that they have refused to bow. Verse 8. Therefore, because of this, at that time certain Chaldeans, notice, came forward and accused the Jews. And they spoke and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Prepare and hear the king for the accusation of these three men. They were not bowing. And they wanted them to compromise. People want you to compromise. Don't compromise. Don't compromise. They're going to try to make them compromise in their worship of this huge statue. But the three Hebrews, including Daniel, they would never compromise against anything that was brought to them. They would make a stand and stand strong and allow God to defend them. And nobody else to defend them. He says in verse 10, you, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, they're preparing the king in the accusation they're bringing about the three Hebrews. He says, the flute, the harp, the lyre, the psaltery, the symphony, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. And there are certain Jews, here we go, here's the accusation. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the providence of Babylon. You see, they're known. They're not strangers. He said, you set them up. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, these men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. He said, they do not serve your gods or worship the golden image which you have set up. Now remember, King Nebuchadnezzar in chapter 2 already experienced the power of God. Already experienced the power of God. Right here, he's going right back into his sin. Right back. And the accusation was for their disloyalty to their gods. Well, wouldn't you be disloyal if somebody wanted you to bow to other gods? For sure. For sure I would not bow to those gods. But they're not really being disloyal. They're being loyal to their God, Jehovah Yahweh. But they saw it as disloyalty to the gods that King Nebuchadnezzar had raised up. Especially this 90-foot statue, speaking of himself, which later on we'll see that the nations of the world are mentioned in this whole image. We'll see later on. But the head was Babylon, the head of gold. And so here the king has to make up his mind. In verse 13, notice, the king is going to give him a second chance. Then Nebuchadnezzar, his rage and fury gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. So here they're standing before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Is it really true that you do not serve my gods or worship the golden image which I have set up? This is one of the strongest statements here made in the Bible. He says, you don't really want to worship what I have set up. You either worship it or you're going to be thrown into the fire. One day, each one of us individually are going to have to face something like this. You're going to go through a big trial. And in that trial, you're going to have to make up your mind what to do. Should I continue to do what I'm doing, or should I stop doing what I'm doing? If it's good, then do it. But if it's not good, stop doing it. They're going to demonstrate that they worship only one God, Jehovah Yahweh. And that this God is the one that protected them. He's the one that put them in the house of Nebuchadnezzar to become leaders. And now that they have become leaders, here now he wants to destroy them because they will not bow down to this 90-foot statue that he wants everybody, the whole world, to bow down. And he says again, verse 15. Let me go back here. And now if you're ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, the psaltery, and symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the middle of the burning fiery furnace, and who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Notice the pride. Who is going to deliver you from my hands? He already saw God's work, and yet he steps back. Who's going to deliver you? Well, I know for sure God always delivers me. No doubt in my mind, no doubt in their mind. We got to make a stand on the rock and say, you know what? For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord no matter what you do. And that's what they're going to do in a second here. So here they are. They got to make up their minds what they're going to do. So now the three men answer in verse 16 through 18. Look what he says. Verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. Why are you asking us? You know what we believe in. You know us. Are you trying to impress all these people by asking us when you know who we are and who we worship? Don't you remember last chapter, Nebuchadnezzar? But here, he's trying to kind of pressure them and to bring them to that place. And then verse 17, he says, if that is the case, our God, notice their answer, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us, notice, from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. Can you imagine? A slap on the face. But if not, let's say he doesn't do that. Let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor we worship the golden image which you have set up. Understand, we keep telling you that we are not going to bow. If our God doesn't help us, it doesn't really matter. We are not bowing to your God. True faith. Never doubting. True faith. I love that. How about you? How about me? Do we really believe that? Can we really say for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord? We're not bowing to no idol at all. We're going to make a sin no matter what happens. And then the king's anger man rises up in verses 19 to 23 now. He's going to order the young men to be thrown into the furnace. Verse 19. And then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury. So now their faith is going to be tested. And the expression on his face changed. You ever see somebody like that when they get mad? He says, so Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace, notice, 7 times hotter. He says, more than it was ever heated. I saw something here that was really important for me. That Satan always tries his best to get rid of us. Always. He hates God's instruments. He doesn't want you to be salt and light. He doesn't want people to follow you because you're following Jesus. He wants to bring you to a place where people lose respect of you because you're compromising. And we can't do that. They couldn't do that. 7 times hotter. Imagine the fear that would bring to your heart. You got to be kidding me. 7 times hotter and we're going to be thrown into the fire. But they had a peace in their life. Do you have peace in your life when you're going through a trial? Or are you concerned and worried? Because it gets worse here. Verse 20. And then he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fire. Notice the furnace that was burning 7 times hotter. So incredible here, because as you look at this trial now that they're going to be facing. Verse 21. And then these men were bound in their coats, in their trousers, in their turbans, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. But as they were being thrown into the furnace, those throwing them into the fire, they got barbecued immediately. And they didn't. God was demonstrating his power, that God was in control. That God is my protector. God watches over me. And here now the three Hebrews are going through the greatest trial in their lives by being thrown into this fire that is burning 7 times hotter than any fire would ever burn. Verse 22. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning furnace fire. Notice. And then, verse 24, I love it. And then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished. At what? Astonished. And he got up in a hurry. And he spoke, saying to his counselors, you guys, did we not cast 3 men bound into the middle of the fire? And they answered and said to the king, oh, true, yes, we did. Then why do I see 4? Verse 25. And he answered, I see 4 men loose. They're not even tied up. They're walking around the fire. Can you imagine looking and they're kind of cussing around and talking, and the Lord's talking to them, and here's King Nebuchadnezzar, and nothing is happening in the midst of the fire, but conversations. Walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And their form of the fourth one is like the Son of God. He could see there was a difference between the 3, and the 4th was different. The Son of God, Jesus, in the middle of the fire. That's the way it is always. God is in the middle of every one of my trials. When I'm in the fire, he's there with me. How about you? Is he protecting you? Is he watching over you? Did you receive that power to really believe in him? That he, nothing is impossible with him, but all things are possible? And then he goes on in verse 26. And then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God. Second time, chapter 2, now chapter 3. Believing in God, the God of Jacob and Isaac. And notice again, and now he's going to say what? The God of the three Hebrews, verse 26. And Nebuchadnezzar went near again the mouth of the burning fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the Most High God, he said, come out from there. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire. Can you imagine? They come walking out of the fire. They don't smell like they've been in the fire, like smoke. They look normal. And he's standing back and looking at them. And he says this, verse 27. And the satraps, administrators, governors, and the kings and the councils gathered together. And they saw these men in whose bodies the fire had no power. And the hair of their heads was not singed, nor were their garments affected. And the smell of fire was not even on them. Man, they were complete. They were perfect. Why? Because Jesus was with them in the fire. What is your trial today? They were going through their trial. They were going to be put to death by getting thrown into the fire. But in the midst of the fire, in the midst of their trial, they had faith in their God. Remember what they said? Even if our God doesn't deliver us, we're still not going to bow. I mean, real faith. And when they saw themselves in that fire, and the fourth one, like the Son of Man with them, counseling them, comforting them, the king was totally blown away where he came to know the God of the fire. He says, verse 28, Nebuchadnezzar spoke again, saying, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach," notice, "Meshach, Abednego, who sent his angel," the angel of the Lord, remember in the Old Testament, a theophany of Jesus Christ as the angel of the Lord, "the angel, and deliver his servants who trusted in him." Underline that. Who trusted in him. They had never seen him, but they trusted him, and now he appeared to them. And notice, "and deliver his servants whom they trusted in him. And they have frustrated the king's word and yield their bodies that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God, the Lord Jehovah Yahweh." No other god. Marduk? No. Asherah? No. Molech? No. No god. Only Jehovah Yahweh.
This difficult year has left many of us feeling weary and sad, but we pray that you've been encouraged by today's reminder that the Lord walks with us through every trial. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. If you'd like to hear today's lesson again, we'll be glad to send you a complete copy for a donation of $5 or more. Just call us at 800-634-9165 and ask for Raul's teaching titled Faith That Is Tested. We'd also like to tell you about Raul's entire teaching series from the book of Daniel. As you take a more in-depth look at how God worked in and through the lives of Daniel and his friends, you'll find your hope restored by assurance of the Lord's sovereign power. You'll also be challenged to take a strong stance for God and boldly live out your faith so that others will be drawn to his life-changing love. Contact us today to order this inspiring resource. Simply visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165 to make your purchase. Simply ask for Raul's 10-CD collection of messages from the book of Daniel, and we'll send you the resource for a gift of $30 or more. Our phone number again is 800-634-9165. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. For more encouragement from Scripture, we invite you to access iTunes or Spotify to download free podcasts of Raul's teaching. And be sure to check out Raul's YouTube channel as well. Join him on YouTube every Tuesday at noon West Coast time for Straight Talk, a Q&A program with biblical perspectives on current world events. You can also download our free Somebody Loves You app to your iPhone or Android to keep biblical teaching at your fingertips day and night. We value your feedback on how we can tailor these broadcasts to best encourage you in this season. We'd also love to stand with you in prayer, so when you contact us for any reason at all, be sure and share those requests. This ministry is made possible through your continued partnership. Every year-end contribution is tax-deductible, and your generosity helps keep us on the air. Well, thanks for tuning in to study God's Word with us today. We hope you'll join us again next time as we continue this series in Daniel with a thought-provoking look at how narcissism and pride clearly destroyed the life of a mighty king. Here's Raul now with the closing comment.
And then the decree we see here, beautiful, verse 29. The heart and mind here change by the miracle. Therefore, because of what I just saw, because of what I just read, I make a decree that any people, nation, language, which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, shall be cut down in little pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this. Can you believe that? Just in one experience, the fire. Watching true believers in the fire being counseled by their Savior. And then using these three to bring the king of Babylon to the Lord and to see God work in the life of this king and in their own personal lives in time to come. And then verse 30. And then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. So they, men of faith, faithful, became now great, not only in the kingdom of God, but in the kingdom of King Nebuchadnezzar.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.